you need to say, or but amen. 23rd Psalm. To the 23rd Psalm, and you know, the psalmist is, of course, giving us something there that everybody knows, I think. Most everybody that's ever been around church, been Sunday school, or a funeral, or a lot of different occasions, everybody knows the 23rd Psalm, and it's pretty easy to keep up with, isn't it? I mean, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Isn't that good just to know that this morning? That David starts out and he talks about he's got a shepherd. Amen. You got a shepherd. I got a shepherd. I'm glad. Look, I know we say this is a Psalm of David, and it probably is tagged correctly, but you can make this your own psalm this morning. You can make this thing fit you. You can make it personal to your own life. I told you here probably last week, or we were talking about some of these things sometime, and I said, when you look at this, the only two pronouns in there are you and him. Amen. That's it. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I mean, he's mine, he said, and I shall not want. He maketh me, he said. He leadeth me. He said, he puts me in this valley of the shadow of death, but I don't have to fear any evil, because he says thou, he gets real personal there then, that the Lord is with you even in all of those things. But you have a shepherd. You know what that means? That means you're a sheep. But man, just like the sheep portrayed here in this part of David's writings, he said, I'm just like the little sheep. And you know what? Sheep, they say, are some of the dumbest animals on earth. And, I'd hate to be a poor little sheep, I guess, but I am one. Amen? I am one in a spiritual sense. And because of that, in so many ways, I don't know what to do. I don't know where's the best place to go and eat. I don't know where all those still waters are. I don't know what may lie out ahead of me on the path of the road that I'm taking. But thank God, I'm glad I got a shepherd with me. Isn't it good to know there's a shepherd that can just gently take you, as David says? He says, he is here with me. He's my shepherd. He said, and he is the one that makes me to come to a realization, there's nothing that I want when I realize I'm his little sheep. Amen? When you're taken care of, when you're protected, when you're guided, when you are fed, when you are able to be led to where there's a refreshing drink, man, you don't want nothing. You know, when we get to wanting something, we get to wanting something when we get over into our own selves, when we get that selfish stuff. I want this, I want that. That's the way that we get. But when you're contented, you can say, I don't want nothing. I have no want of anything in my life. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. He's my caretaker. He's the one that sits there. You ever watch your puppy dog sometime when you come home from work or wherever you've been, and you sit down, that puppy dog will run up there. You know what they're wanting? They just want some of that affection. They want you to rub that head, rub their belly, stroke their back, feed them some food, whatever it is. And you take, you know what they're doing? Hey, they don't care what kind of car you're driving. They don't care what kind of house you're living in. They don't care how much money's in your bank. They don't care about none of that. All they know is they're right there. They have you. They're contented. They're fed. They're loved. They're talked to. They're led where they need to go. I mean, listen, all of those things happen because they have somebody that's taking care of them. Do you realize we're the same way spiritually? We need somebody. Most folks that are not contented today, it's because of a spiritual lack that there is in their lives. If you're out of sorts, you're ill-contented, if you will, if you're like that, it's because you don't have what you need in the Lord. But boy, when you get like that, David said, I just laid down there and I said, I shall not want. He's rubbing my head. Later on, you see, he says, even if there's something that happens to me, he said, thou anointest my head with oil. He said, my cup is running over. I got more than I need, and I hope it's splashing on somebody else. Amen. Oh, isn't that the way that you and I are when we understand that the Lord is really our shepherd? Really our shepherd. He says, look, he is the shepherd that is the satisfaction. He said, I don't want anything. Isn't that satisfaction? The satisfying shepherd will say to you, what do you need? And you say, Lord, this whatever you got to give me, I'll take it. Amen? I mean, I want it. And when God begins to give those things to you that you are maybe not desperately, but I mean just above and beyond that, that you need, and He says, I'll take care of your need. Can I tell you something that you sometimes we don't think about? Do you realize that the Lord Jesus says, I don't care what comes to you. I don't care what you face. I don't care where you go. I don't care what is there looming on the horizon before you. I will never leave you. And I'll never forsake you. I mean, isn't that what the psalmist said here? He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll be in the worst place possible. You know how we get there a lot of times? It's up here. We say, boy, this is going to be bad. This is going to be hard. This is going to be difficult. But you know what happens? The Lord can show up. And He can bring you some peace and satisfaction into your soul. Remember there in Philippians chapter number 4, and Philippians chapter number 4 is a great chapter. If you need to sit down and read it, Paul says in there in verse number 4, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. And then he begins to talk about some things that come along in our lives, some things that all of us need to do. He said, you're not to worry about anything. He said, be not careful for anything. He said, but you're supposed to pray about everything, right? We're supposed to pray about everything. He said, and then I'll tell you, there's some things that you should think on. He said, and then there are those things that I've told you before. He said, those things you ought to keep in mind. Oh, listen, but aren't you glad when he gets down to the bottom of it, he begins to say, I have found that whatsoever state I'm in, I have found therewith to be content. He said, I've had plenty, and then I've had nothing. Some of y'all ever been there? You've been there where you had everything you needed, and then you've been there where you didn't have anything that you seemingly needed. But you know what? The Lord's always able to step in, and boy, when He does, you'll say, I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. Well, you don't have, you know, whatever, money or a big house or a fine job. Still happy. Well, you ought not to be. Don't you know that's the way the world wants? They want you tore up. They want you discouraged. They want you ill-contented. But if you can sit down and say, I got Jesus, and I've got enough of Him, and you know what? That makes me happy. Amen? Paul said, I've just found whatever state I'm in, therewith to be content. As a matter of fact, you know what he said right beyond that? He said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Well, I can't do it by myself. Can't do it in and of myself, but I can do it through Christ when He strengthens me. Amen? Aren't you glad He's here to strengthen you today? I mean, He said He's a shepherd that satisfies you. He's a shepherd that supplies whatever you need. He said, He maketh me to lie down in the green pasture, leads me beside the still water. He just supplying whatever that little sheep needs. And that little sheep, you know, sometimes they don't even know what they need. But when they get to the green grass, they can eat that. The shepherd said, that's what you need. They lead them over there by that little stiller water that's not flowing and rushing and oh, they won't get into that. But they get there where that is just maybe that little babbling, just little trickling water that's moving. They can get down in there and they can get a good deep drink. And they say, this is what my soul needs. He restoreth my soul. And I preached on that here not too awfully long ago. There's still a lot of folks that need the restoration of their soul. Your soul needs to be restored. Well, preacher, I used to, and years ago, and sometime back. Yeah, well, you need it restored to that place today. He restoreth. Listen, it's pretty simple. I can't do it. Nobody in this room can do it. But what does the psalmist say? He restoreth my soul. You felt like you're just left out. You felt like you're just in a whirl, that you're in a place that is just all running and you don't know what to do. You know, you want to, as I told you, hey, sometimes you feel like you'd like to say, here, let me call a timeout. I want to step off and get out of this thing and just rest for a while. He's able to come right then and restore your soul. He's able to restore it. There's some folks in here this morning. You need that restoration for your soul. Your soul, your world, your thoughts, your place is all in shambles. And the Lord says, look, the little song says, bring Him the broken pieces and He'll put them back together again. Pick up the broken pieces and bring them to the Lord. Pick up the broken pieces and trust in His holy word. He'll put them back together and He'll make your life complete. Just place the broken pieces at the Savior's feet. Can I tell you, there's a lot of folks in here today. I believe you need that restoration. There's no peace. There's no rest. There's no, seemingly no hope. It's all pressure. It's all flying to pieces. And I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do either. But I can tell you, David said, He restoreth my soul. Are you here this morning? You need a little soul's restoration? You need something that'll change and make it look. You know what you do when you restore something? Well, you do, Donnie, when you restore a car. You make it look like it used to, don't you? You make it back to what it was previously, hopefully, yeah. When you restore an old car. Some of you have seen them restore old furniture. You know what they do? They try to take that piece of battered, broken, beaten up furniture, and they try to polish it and maybe sand on it and work on it, and they try to make it look like it used to. Can I tell you, your soul has been wrecked by this world. Your soul has been put in a place of struggle by this world. I mean, the pressures of things in your life have come against you, and they press down on you. And the Lord said, guess what? I'm in the restoration business. I can get you back where you used to be. I can make it like it was before all of that pressing came into your life. I can shine it up. I can make it beautiful. I can make it lovable. I can make it doable all over again. Are you here this morning? You need that. Brother Ronnie, come on. Let's get ready to sing something. Whatever. There is a restoration. There's a war on your soul. There's a war going on in this crazy world. Brother Steve Coleman was just talking about, if you get a hold of the news, if you watch the news,